Okay, good evening. I wish. Good evening, everybody. It is an absolute privilege and a pleasure to be here tonight learning together with all of you. I'd like to thank Avi and Esti Fogel, who generously sponsored this year in honor of Avi's 50th birthday, which is what triggered this topic. I don't see him here, so you'll tell him I gave this year in his honor. He's getting old, I guess, you know. It's too late for a 50-year-old. It is a zechus. The idea for this was a few years ago. I had this year scheduled. I hadn't really started preparing, but I had it scheduled for a birthday of mine in 2020. And if you remember what happened in March of 2020, so that year got canceled. I didn't have an opportunity to really prepare this year and give this year. So we're here tonight. It's a topic that hopefully, we hope and we pray, is relevant to everyone in the next 12 months, because you all have a birthday, Be'ezras Hashem. And I thought we'd take this evening to understand really what is it a Jewish thing? Is it a Jewish concept? Is it a reason to celebrate a birthday? We know there's a bar mitzvah, but is there, besides the bar mitzvah, is there a purpose? Is there a point? What's the Torah view, the Torah hashkafa viewpoint of a birthday? And I want to start with two comments from great, great, great acharonim that they made in passing, which I think contradict each other or are in opposing viewpoints of each other. And then we'll take a step back and try to understand it. There's a Rav, a Talmud Chacham, a Torah leader who was known as the Adaret. The Adaret was Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Teumim. Eliyahu David Rabinowitz Teumim, the Adaret. The Adaret was a Rav in Europe. He was a Rav in the town of Panovich, and there's a Rav in the town of Mir. He immigrated to Israel in 1901 to be the assistant under the Rav of Yerushalayim, Rav Shmuel Salant. I guess an assistant rabbi is not a new thing. 1901, he moves from the Mir in Poland to become the assistant of Shmuel Salant in Yerushalayim. He convinced his son-in-law just a few years later to become the chief rabbi of Yafo. His son-in-law was Rav Kook. There was the father-in-law of Rav Kook. And he writes in a work, in source number one, it's where the arrow, it's fascinating. He's talking about the Chidushim, the Torah insights that he wrote. And he writes, Yom HaZeh Hayali Simcha Yisera. This day was, I had an added element of joy on this day. Bizachri, I remembered, Shezachisi Lehivali B'yom HaKadosh HaZeh. This is the day I merited to be born. It's my birthday. And he writes, and Joe, you're going to appreciate this, Omnam Kol Pam Netzavti. I become very sad. B'midah Shesamachti Ba. I'm happy. I become very sad on my birthday. Piyosi no sein alibi. I think about it. I put in my heart. Ma paalti b'chol meshach hashana. Oh man, what did I accomplish? Another year. Meishtakin at ayom, from last year until today. Ma taknosi b'chaye havli b'meshach shana shlema. What have I accomplished? What have I done this last year? Ulesimcha zu ma ose. What's the purpose? That's a very depressing thought on a birthday. What's the point? He quotes the Gemara. We're going to speak about this at length. Kvar nimnu v'gamru rabbeinu hakadoshim. The rabbis got together. It's the Gemara in Erevin, which we'll see. Noach lo adam shelo nivra mishanivra. Better that person wouldn't have been born than that he was born. So I'm happy. I'm happy. It's another year. I should have been born. Better that I wouldn't have been born in the first place. And then he writes in the next paragraph, Achein b'chol libi ka'asti al-mevarchim l'varcheni l'yom holadati l'samcheni bo. I got angry with all my heart at the people who wished me well, who wished me a happy birthday. Shalom matzanu simchas yom holadis b'sifreinu akadoshim. We don't find any happiness on birthdays in our holy works, in our svarim. The only exception to that is, where do we find birthdays in the Torah? Paro, rock believe that's Paro Levad. Only if Paro. That's not our role model, right? Paro's not our role model. The Dover Zeh Eino L'Ruach Am Kadosh Hamakubal Etzalenu. This is not the way. This is not the spirit of our holy nation. Birthdays, depressing day, got angry at people, wished him a happy birthday. That's the position of the Adaret. So next time your mother-in-law or sister invites you to a birthday party, you can send them this piece, and that's your excuse not to go. But you have a tshuva of the Ksav Sofer. The Ksav Sofer of Avram Shmuel Binyamin Sofer, the son of the Ksav Sofer, 1815 to 1871 in Pressburg. And he's writing a tshuva. It's a tshuva about, I don't even know what the tshuva is about. And he writes in the beginning of the tshuva, "Today is my birthday. I became 50 years old today. V'hodisi l'Hashem yisparach b'rabim al shechiyonu v'kimonu l'gyonu l'zman hazeh." I publicly, I don't think he made the bracha, b'shem u'malchus, the actual bracha, but I said shechiyonu, what an amazing thing. Amazing thing, I'm 50 years old. And he says, I dive into a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's a great day. It's my birthday. I turned 50. A little bit of a different perspective than the Aderet, who lived just, 30, 40 years later. So what is it? Are we celebrating? We're supposed to celebrate? We're supposed to not relate to it? What do we do? So there's some different perspectives, and we really need a lot of time. It'll be a lot of food for thought, and I would appreciate if people have thoughts afterwards to reach out. There's a Gemara in Brachos, as we all know, because of Seder night. The Gemara tells us that Rabbi Gamliel was the Nasi, and Rabbi Gamliel got fired. Rabbi Gamliel got fired because he mistreated Rabbi Yeshua. He publicly humiliated him. He had reasons for doing so, the Mefarshim explained. But he publicly humiliated Rabbi Yeshua, and he got canned. He got fired from being the Nasi. And they had a search. There was a search committee. They had a search. They looked at Rabbi Yeshua. They didn't hire him because they thought that he was too much involved in the case. They were going to hire Rabbi Akiva. They didn't hire Rabbi Akiva. And who did they hire? They went to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And we know that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went to his wife. When they offered him the position, like a good husband, he said, I have to speak to my wife. And his wife had a couple of concerns. Her second concern is that no one's going to take you seriously. You're so young. You don't have a beard. You have no gray in your beard. So what happened? We don't know the story. Overnight, he grew a gray beard. Hare ami keben shivim shana. That's his Gemara in source 3. You have it over here, and you have the English underneath it. Amr le leisla chiyurta, you have no white hair. Hahu yoma bar tamni sari shani hava. That day, he was 18 years old. Israkish le nisa, a miracle occurred. The hadju le tamni sari dari chiyurta. 18 rows of hair turned white. And that's Rolaz Mazari, harani ki ben shivim shana. The ben Yoyada, who's the ben Yishchayr of Yosef Chaim of Baghdad, lived in the mid-1800s, passed away in 1909. He says, what does the words Hahu Yoma mean? That day. What's that day? To say he was 18 years old. Highlighting Hahu Yoma sounds like it's there's a significance to the day. So he writes in source number 4, Dictik in the second line, Dictik Lomar Hahu Yoma. The Gemara was particular in its choice of words. Hahu Yoma, that day. The lo amar hu zmana, that time, the efshur osho hayom hayom haleda shelo, that day was his birthday. Hahu yoma, he was 18, meaning he turned 18 on that day. It was his birthday. And look at this in the end of the third line. The hayelo yudches shana shleimim, 18 years old. Ulekach he tsliach lasos lo neizeh, he was successful. He had that miracle. Diadua shayom haleda hi amazel shel adam chazak bo umutzlach. That day is the day of the mazel, which hopefully we'll come back to in a little bit. A person's successful on that day. Al kei nogin shekol adam yasa yom haleda yom tov laatzmo. A person should make his birthday a yom tov. A yom tov. And the next source, the Ben Yishchai, the same person, he writes, this is unbelievable. Vishnogin lasos b'chol shana as yom haleda liyom tov. There are those who have a custom to take the day that they were born, their birthday, and make it into a yom tov. Now, that doesn't mean you can't do malacha, right? But it's yom tov. It's a happy day. It's a celebration. V'simin yafehu, it's something nice. V'chein nogin b'basenu. That's what we did in our house. The Ben Yishchai in Baghdad, the mid-1800s, turned their birthday into a Yom Tov, and he wants to bring a proof from the Gemara of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, which is very interesting. One more thought, and then we'll come back and try to Make sense of it? I saw this quote in an article in a sefer I have on Minhagim. The Teferis Yisrael, who's known for his commentary on the Mishnah, Rabbi Yisrael Lipschitz, wrote a will, a spiritual will, 28 chapters, and they published a sefer with a commentary on his spiritual will. In his will, this is in source 6, it's really beautiful. He commands his sons and daughters that every month of Nisan and Elul, the month of Nisan and Elul, or the month before, or the month after, which you're really talking now, you know, most of the year, but Nisan and Elul, he commands each of his sons and daughters to write letters to each other, to wish each other a good Yom Tov. Fascinating. He's living in the, he lives from 1782 to 1860 in Germany, Dessau, which I'm assuming is where the Dessaus come from. That's where the name comes from. Dessau, then in Danzig, he commands in his will, he charges his sons and daughters to write letters to each other in the month of Nisan and the month of El. And then he writes, in the third line, where the arrow is, Ukimokein biyom haleda shekol echad. On everyone's birthday, yichtivu lo kol achiv v'achosav shlita birchas mazal tov. He's leaving in his spiritual will that his children should all send birthday cards, if you will. Letters wishing a mazel tov to each of their siblings. Fasting. This is before, you know, emails and WhatsApp and text. Write a letter to your siblings on their birthday. And then he goes on and he lists each of their birthdays, which is amazing. I'm sure many of us have a family member who's always very quick to remind everyone of all their siblings' birthdays. He goes on and lists this: my son Menachem, my son Moshe Mordechai, my daughter Kayla, my daughter Gnendel, all their birthdays. He lists them and he charges his children to keep the family relationship going and wish a birchas mazel tov and a birchas simcha to each other on their birthday. So I thought that was also interesting. So what is it? What would we say? What value is there? And what opposition could there be? We saw the Adaret point out that people don't do this. What would be a reason to? What would be a reason against?
I was expecting more about how you should thank your mother, how she should be celebrated on her birthday. Something to that effect. I'm just surprised to see it going in
this direction. We didn't go anywhere yet. We didn't go anywhere yet. The Lubavitch Rebbe is going to touch on that at the end. Anything else? Reason to celebrate or reason to be opposed? Is it a thing? Is it a Jewish thing?
You've been given a gift. Your gift is from Hashem. It's like, of course it's a...
Gift from Hashem! What's the gift of life?
Right.
Gift of life.
So to be depressed, I don't understand it. Of course it should be celebrated.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're on to the Lubavitch Rebbe. Maybe you have some Chabad roots in you. Anything else? So first let's start with the reasons why there should be opposition. The Munkacher Rebbe, who is the Rebbe of Munkach, hence the name Munkacher Rebbe, 1868 to 1937. The Munkacher Rebbe describes here, this is so interesting, look in source 7. He's quoting Mimashamarti Po Kihilas Munkach. Jerush bebeis haKnesses, I gave a drush in shul l'ratzon hamemshala yarem hodo, in honor or based on the wishes of the government, liyom huledes, the birthday of Tsar HaRepublik, Tsar HaRepublik, Tsar HaRepublik. I'm speaking in shul for the birthday of the president. Hanoda Lamiska b'chola ulam b'midas tuvo v'yashruso, who's known across the world for his goodness. Who's he referring to? Any historians here?
FDR.
What?
FDR.
Oh, he's in Munkach. So I didn't know. So I reached out to my, you know, I consider him a friend. I don't know if he considers me a friend. Yehuda Geber, Jewish History Soundbites, big Jewish historian. He told me he's probably referring to Thomas Masary, who was the president of Czechoslovakia, passed away in 1937, who was known to be very good to the Jews. don't know, a pretty quick Google search doesn't seem like he was so good to the Jews, but I don't know. I guess the, and he's, what? Yeah, we could ask maybe Moshe Sherman or the other historians here to weigh in. But he's speaking about Tomas Masary, the president of Czechoslovakia, Tsar HaRepublic. And he writes, V'nei yomu levis eitzel b'nei Yisrael, lo shamanu merabosenu v'abosenu hakadoshim lasos kein yom simchos b'yom to lodusam. Number one, we don't find it. We don't make things up. We have precedent in Judaism. We don't make up holidays. We know what brings us simcha. There's I don't want to say rigidity, but there's guidelines to our simcha. We don't find anywhere in the Torah that talks about birthdays. He goes on to say that's only true for Jews. But for non-Jews, there is the purpose of a birthday, like Paro, and we'll get to that in a minute. But that's really point number one. Very simply, why not? Well, you have to tell me why yes. I don't have to tell you why not. Why not? Because there's no precedent for that. If you turn the page over, this is Gemara in Erevin that I referenced. A very interesting Gemara, and this is what the Munkacher Rebbe also explains, and this is what the Adaret was referring to. Tana Rabbanan, a fascinating Gemara. Shnei Shtei Shana Mumechza, 2.5 years, Beis Shammah and Beis Hillel have the following argument, the following philosophical disagreement. Halalu Omrim, some say, Noach lo la'adam shalo nivra, yoser mishanivra. It would have been better, or easier, had a person not been born, than to be born. It'd be better if you weren't born. It's so hard. Sins, challenges, difficulties. It's a depressing thought. Ein tzaddik ba'aretz. It's so hard. V'halal omrim noach lo'olam shenivra yoser mishlo nivra. Be an optimist. We're born. We have so many opportunities to connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu, to build the world, to create, to do good. There's a machlokas. And what happened? Nimnu v'gomer, they got together and they said, noach lo la'adam shelo nivra Yoser Mishanivra. It would have been better or easier had you not been born. The Gemara Paskins that way. It's not good to be here. Nebuch, we're here. Now that we're here, make the best of life. Make the best of it. But the Gemara Paskins, I don't know if it's a psak. The Gemara got together, and the Gemara says the conclusion, 2.5 year battle, it would have been better not to have been born. It's very harsh. And there are questions on this. We at a wedding and Shav Brachas, we make brachas Yotzer HaAdam. God created the man. What? It's not good that He created man. Okay. Some of Farshim say Noach doesn't mean it's better. It means it would have been easier, which is true. Life's a challenge, but it's a great up. The Gemara is saying it'd be better if you weren't here. Birthday? You're celebrating? What? What are you celebrating? That you're here? That's not a point. That's not a reason to celebrate. The opposite. It's a reason to be depressed. That's not Derek. Depressing thought. Depressing thought. Pesukim and Kohelas say this. In Source 10, Tov Shem and Mishem and Tov, a good name is better than good smelling oil. The Yom HaMoves Miyom Hivaldo, the day of death is better than the day of birth. Kohelas is a sobering Megillah. This is depressing thoughts. We're going to get more positive in a few minutes. Don't worry. Tov Yom HaMoves Miyom Hivaldo. So what are you celebrating? Why are you celebrating? It's better when they've been born. Don't have a birthday. That's one perspective. The second perspective, the Gemara in Avodah Zarah tells us the days that the non-Jews had their Yom Tovim, and you weren't allowed to do business with a non-Jew 3 days before their Yom Tovim, their holidays. And the Mishnah lists in source number 11, the Elu Day and Shalodi Kachavim, these are their holidays. It lists a few random holidays. And then it says, at the end of the first line, the Yom Haleda. The non-Jewish people, they celebrated birthdays. So maybe it's Chukas Hagoyim. We know we don't do things the non-Jews do. Maybe it's Chukas Hagoyim. It's a birthday, it's a non-Jewish thing. Why are you celebrating a birthday? Because the non-Jews celebrate their birthdays? Maybe that's a problem. That would be a second reason to be opposed. Three, Paro did it. That Jewish thing. Source number 12, source number 13. We all know the pasuk. The pasuk says it explicitly. Vahi b'yom ha'shlishi, yom who led us as Paro. Rashi tells us they made a party. So, this is not Jewish things. It's not Jewish thing. Bear that out. Born. Why are we celebrating? Now, it's not so simple. Turn the page over. Let's change it. Let's get a different perspective. Let's get a different perspective.
Can we go back to Shammai and Hillel first?
Yeah.
I think there's a difference between saying that it would have been better had man not been created than it'd be better if you weren't born. I think those are two very different things, right?
You're saying you're learning that Gemara as not each individual. It means man, the first man that was born.
Right. If the species is not here, then each person would not have to go through the trials of maintaining and living the way that God wants.
It's fascinating. Keith is saying that when the Gemara says Noach lo lit Adam, I understood that, and I think those who are opposed understood it as each person. Malitsky, it'd be better if you weren't born. Nebuch, you're here trying to make the best of it. Peckman, it's better if you weren't born. You're saying that's not what it means. It means man, other than Chava. When God created man, it would have been better had he not started this whole thing off in the first place. But now that man was created, each one of us, Baruch Hashem, is a great thing. I hear it. I can't tell you you're wrong. It's fascinating. No, it's a fascinating perspective. And maybe those who disagree with what we've been saying until now, which we're going to get to now, maybe that's how they'll understand the Gemara. That's a fascinating insight. Noach lo le Adam doesn't mean every person. It means man.
Because alternatively, the thing that I have logically wrong with this is that it's a divided by zero question. How can I say my life would be better if I wasn't here? Logically, I can't say that I'm not here. I can't say it would be better. There's nothing to say that. You know what I mean? Like, you can't divide by zero.
Right. Fair. Excellent. So there is a whole other track over here. And the Mefarshim give a couple of insights as to why there is something good. The first one, it relates to mazel, which I don't really totally fully understand, but we'll try to explain in a little bit. The Gemara tells us that when Klal Yisrael was fighting Amalek, we all know the story that Moshe Rabbeinu lifted his hands and Klal Yisrael was victorious. Then the parsha is B'shalach. So the Yerushalmi tells us in source 14, on the third line, that Amalek, what they did, they found their soldiers whose birthday was that day. And when your birthday is that day, you're more likely to be successful. Why are you more likely to be successful? Because you have a certain, that's the day of your mazel. How would we translate mazel?
Fortune.
There's something about the day that you were born, the mazel, the month, the day, that has some positive element to it. And if it's that day that's your birthday, they knew they would be successful. Moshe Rabbeinu comes along and he messes around all the mazalos. Somehow, some way, he was able to play or to realign the mazalos. So you see that on the day that a person was born, there's an element of having a good mazel. Reb Tzadok explains that a day a person was born, there's mazel. He has nothing to worry about. Bad things won't happen to a person on the day that they're born because of that mazel. I can't tell. I really understand what exactly that means. That's one track that they go with. I saw that the Rebbe of Sadiger, the fourth Rebbe of Sadiger, Mordechai Shalom of Sadiger, he says actually, from Paro you can bring a proof that there is a value in birthday. Why is the Torah telling us? Why does the Torah tell us it's Paro's birthday? What's the significance? What's the relevance? Why do we care that it was Paro's birthday? So this is there's contradictions throughout the Gemara, what that means. There's Ein Mazel Yisrael, but we wish each other Mazel Tov all the time, right? So, and there's conflicting Chazals. He says that anything that's in the Torah is to guide us. Why else did the Torah tell us it was Paro's birthday? He says that serves as the source that there's some value to a birthday. He doesn't explain what it is. And the remaining time, I want to go through different paragraphs of a long essay of the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which is very beautiful about birthdays. If you go to page 7, the Lubavitcher Rebbe explains, number one, says the Lubavitcher Rebbe, we were born. We're given life. Keith, this is what you said. We're given life. He says it's a simcha for the parents that they were given a child. We can't take that for granted. He said it's a simcha for all of Klal Yisrael that there's another Jew. We have another Jew. The Yisod V'Soros Avodah says every time a Jewish child is born, there's another Jew in the world, another soldier in HaKadosh Baruch Hu's army. And it's a simcha for the person himself who was born. He says, of course, it's an opportunity and an obligation to express our gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that we were given life. He says, you should have parties to celebrate. We're all in this together. And then he says, I have a halachic precedence for this. If you turn to page 8, I want to read one paragraph inside, which I thought was beautiful. He says in the top of page 8, on the right side, Yesh lahavi dugma ledvar ledavar b'halacha. I'm going to give you a precedent. Yachid shenasol neis beizem akum chayev hu ba'atzmo to make a bracha. If a person experiences a miracle and he goes to that place where he experienced the miracle, he's obligated to say a bracha. Bracha tashem lakim alcholam sha'asli neis b'makom azeh. The person is in a miracle. I don't know if anyone here has ever experienced a life-saving miracle. If you pass by that place, you make a bracha of sha'as l'ines b'makam azeh. I believe that my former colleague at TABC, Red Jactor, wrote a whole article on whether if you go to where is it in Long Island? Where the UN passed
Lake Success
in 1940, I guess late 1947. I don't know what was the date, I'm not sure. 1947 to allow the State of Israel. He wrote a whole article. I don't remember how he comes out. If you go there, if you should say a bracha of Sh'asali Nes or Asalav Oseinu Nes B'makam Azeh. But in any event, when you go to a place where there's a miracle happened, you recite a bracha. And the halacha is, once in your life, how often can you make that bracha?
Every 30 days.
Every 30 days you can say a bracha. B'shem U'malchus. Is childbirth, is being born, not a tremendous miracle? What greater miracle have any of us experienced than being born? So he says, okay, you're not going to make a bracha. You're not going to make a bracha b'shem malchus, but just because you're not going to make a bracha doesn't mitigate the feeling of akar satov, of gratitude, of celebrating the miracle that we were born. Unbelievable. So once a year, you're right. Maybe it's every 30 days a year. Your half birthday, your quarter birthday. Okay, that's too much. Once a year, take the opportunity to pause and to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm alive, I'm healthy, I was born, whatever it is, 15 years, 20 years ago, 25, 30 years ago, 48 years ago, however many years it was, I was born, I'm healthy, express that tremendous gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for being born. But the Gemara says it's better that you're not born. He asks this question. He doesn't give your answer, Keith, though I do like your answer. He says, but the Gemara says, he brings proofs that like we have such potential, and this is coming from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, I think he's that much more powerful, who saw the positive in every Jew. We have such potential to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We were created to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to make this world a better place, to learn Torah and to do mitzvot and to daven and to help people. And we're celebrating it. Even if we're not there yet, we're going to be there. This is going to be the year that we're going to be there. And he says if you celebrate the birthday and express the gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and do it in a way where there's an increase of mitzvot, so learn more, give more tzedakah, sponsor a shir, is a great way to celebrate a birthday, or other opportunities, which we'll get to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu that I'm living up to that potential, so then I don't have to worry about that Gemara that says it'd be better not to have been born. I'm the exception to that rule. It's good that I was born. Look what I'm doing. Look what I could accomplish in life. So that combination of hodah, karsa tov, gratitude, a bracha almost of she'asli neis b'malkam hazeh, combined with that potential. And in summation, if you look at the bottom left, he says, Hasimcha de yom huledes, the happiness of the birthday, he, Aleph, al huledes gashmis, the physical birth. Yom haledah, the day we were born, we're celebrating. You're alive, you're born, you're healthy. Val holedes ruchnius, yom bar mitzvah. It's also like every year we're celebrating. There's another year since the bar mitzvah. We could connect, we could grow, we could be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the other perspective of the birthday being something positive. And you find, I saw in different Sfarim, different customs quoted of different Gedolim, Achronim, of their customs on their birthday. The Chassam Sofer used to make a siyum on Chumash with his students every year on his birthday. He used to give them money to buy some kind of cake, some kind of treats. He made a siyum every year. The Rabbi Chaim Palagi says that every person on their birthday should give tzedakah. Give tzedakah on their birthday. As we're here in the world to create, to produce, to give tzedakah. The some achronim would make a shechianu. How would they say a shechianu? They'd get a new fruit or buy a new suit. And that's an impetus to say shechianu. Shechianu, the kimanu, the kimanu, let's not say. You can't just make that bracha. Pesach night will make that bracha. How do you make that bracha? Get a new fruit. Buy a new garment that requires a shechianu. And that's a way to channel that simcha towards the Kadosh Baruch Hu. The Spinker Rebbe was killed in Auschwitz. He said that his father would tell him, was the first Spinker Rebbe, would always tell him, your birthday, take on something new. You have another year? Take on a new custom, a new mitzvah, a new hanhaga, a new something to express your gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. And if you turn to the last page, in the end of that Lubavitcher Rebbe, it's the second to last page. The last page is the different insights into being 50. I thought Avi would be here, but I'll hold off on that. The Lubavitcher Rebbe has 10 things a person can do in honor of their birthday. Get aliyah on the Shabbos before. There's the goodbye. Don't demand that on the goodbye. They have enough on their plate to worry about every person's birthday. Then it's going to be, oh, it's my aunt's birthday. I want an aliyah. giving tzedakah, davening more, saying tehillim that corresponds to the day of the month. Learn a little bit more. Do an active chesed for someone else. Meditate and think about life. Add something. Have a party. He has 10 different things a person can certainly use the birthday as the opportunity to express gratitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I'm alive. I'm healthy. I was born incredible. Akar Satov, Shasli Neis, B'malkam Hazeh. We don't say the bracha, but the idea is there. And it's an opportunity to stop and think, am I living up to what I should be living up to? Am I a person of Noach, La Adam, Shalom Nivra? Or am I a Noach, Shanivra? It's an opportunity to stop and what have I accomplished? What am I accomplishing? What am I doing? And then it's not just, someone pointed out to me this week, like to just be happy because you didn't do anything, right? Someone does something good. We say, yashar koach, you did something good. What do? You just, a day older. But if we use this as an opportunity to take on more, to grow, to recognize that I'm on that path, so then the birthday could be something very, very, very uplifting. Larry.
I think in another place, Lubavitcher Rebbe said that when a person is born, it was clear to the Ribono Shel Olam, the world wasn't complete until that neshama came into the world. If a person has that perspective in life, which is, I think he was saying, if a person looks at the perspective, I was put in this world for a purpose. The world wasn't complete until I came here. Therefore, I have a responsibility.
Beautiful. 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 And the fact that there's still more people being born, it means that we still haven't completed our task. Beautiful.
So we talk about the idea of birthdays, right? So you can say it's like your car's a tow. You go on.
Yeah.
What about the idea of a party? The only thing that we see from the party, you can say two ways. Are you making a party as a car's a tow to Hashem? And you're celebrating another year, there's more to give to the world. And at the same time, we saw that the only place that we see it in the Torah is by Paro.
So if you take a look in page 7, on the bottom left, where it says celebrating with others, that's where the Lubavitcher Rebbe, he writes, V'od v'gamze ikr. This is on the bottom of page 7, the bottom left. He said it, furthermore, and this is the main thing, la'aroch hisvadus shel simcha, to establish, to set up meetings of simcha, parties, b'yom ha'oledes, on your birthday, in b'nei besa, with your family members, chaver of your friends, v'yedida of your acquaintances, shayidezeh yitosef yosef kabbalas achlatos tovos, you're going to strengthen each other, and you're more likely to accept new things on yourself with your other people. Says it's good. People are together. You strengthen each other. I could say it adds more simcha. If you want to give a karsa tov, the more people, right? We speak about the Hashem's chesed during the day. The more people around. And munas at night. That's just you and Hashem. But to speak out of Kadosh Baruch Hu's chesed, more people. Mayor. So you're saying there should only be birthdays at 5, 10, 13, 15, 18, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90.
Yes. At a minimum, those should be celebrated.
Yeah, that doesn't necessarily... But I have that mission over here on the last page. That doesn't mean... I'm nitpicking a little bit because your point's a good point. But that doesn't mean you should celebrate. It just means that these are time stamps on when you should be accomplishing certain things in life.
Right.
I'm now at the age where I could, right.
I mean, so it's acknowledging points in one's life of things that we should be accomplished.
Barry.
Is there a custom to give somebody a bracha on a birthday?
Well, the Tiferes Yisrael told his children to write letters to each other, and his language was... Give each other a bracha. There's an Indian to daven on your birthday. I'll drush. If you turn back, I apologize. If you go to source 24, the bottom of page 9, yeah, this is a very interesting insight. Al derech drush, and we should remember this for our birthdays. It's Psukim in Tehillim in the second parak. If you look at the end, we can read the whole thing. Asapra al chok Hashem. Asapra al chok Hashem. I will tell the decree. Asapra al chok. Sorry, let me tell the decree. Hashem amar elai. God said to me, Bini ata, you are my son. Ani hayom yilaticha. I have fathered you on this day. I gave birth to you on this day. And what are the next three words? Sha'al mimeni ve'etena. Ask of me and I'll give you. So some of the rebbes explain how Derek Drush, Ani Hayom Yilaticha, today's the day you were born, Sha'al Mimeni Vatana. Ask me whatever you want, and I'll give you. There's a special segula to Davin to ask requests. That's not the pshat in the pasuk. But Derek Drush, it feels a day to Davin. So if it's the day to Davin, maybe giving the bracha, it's yeah, the day to ask Hashem, just like Purim is the day to ask Hashem for things, and Yom Kippur, your birthday. Ani hayom yulaticha sha'al mimeni v'etena. Yes?
So, is there any distinction between boys and girls' birthdays? The reason I ask this is, growing up, I was told parents had to know when the boys were born, because for the bar mitzvah. But I remember, like, my grandmother's generation, they were always vague. They didn't really know the specific day they were born.
Interesting. I never heard that. I only grew up with brothers anyways. One of my daughters was born, she was only the second Molisky girl in over 100 years. But I I hear what you're saying. The only significance for a girl, halachic significance, that's not true. She needs no one to. She's a bas mitzvah, so she's chayav mitzvahs. But it's not as big. She's not leaning. She's not putting tefillin on. For sure, it's less of a big deal. But in terms of the birthday, I don't see why there would be a difference.
Yeah, so I remember them saying, I was born around time before Pesach. They didn't say that.
Fascinating. The Hebrew day.
People in foreign countries don't know they were illiterate. They did not know their dates for clothing to the boys. No, I'm saying, but if like if you're just like a not a
yeah,
Jew, they were illiterate.
Interesting. And you also have a lot of, baseball players from the Dominican Republic and those countries who are maybe really 8 years older than they say they are. But that's, they know when their birthday is. There's the year they're off a little bit. Anyways, those who have a birthday, who is it? Danny Almonte, remember that? The Little League pitcher, you know what I'm talking about? Anyways, we should, whoever's got a birthday coming up in the next year, it should be a happy birthday. We should celebrate. Keith, I have to look into Mefarshim on your insight into the Gemara. But we're here. At the end of the day, we are here. Let's thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shasli Nes B'Makom Hazeh. We're alive and use it as an opportunity to get closer to Him.
Thank you, Mother.
Yes.